Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's here. Always a pleasure when Jamie is here. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. So, Jamie, yesterday we talked about the 60 Minutes report with the frightening AI derivation. What was it again, Dave?
Character AI,
where convincing young teenage kids through chatbots to kill themselves. And we had a guest on the topic, and then we briefly discussed yesterday, but now we're talking more extensively about what's going on in Australia, country you travel to often, a country your tremendous husband Doug is from, where as of tomorrow, the social media minimum age is 16. And the lengths they're going to try to enforce it, and it's going to be daunting and challenging. So we're talking to now Rahm Emanuel, who it's just a matter of when he's going to try to be the next president of the United States. He's come out saying for this. We've had states debated already. You have a – how old is Archie?
11.
This is your wheelhouse right now. You are living this on a daily basis. If Jamie Yuccas becomes the czar of social media, either in California or the United States of America, are you in favor of a social media minimum age, and is 16 the number?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have a niece who I've watched in Australia struggle through a lot of this, and there's been, I mean, like this country, but she was very much in favor of wanting this even for herself. She's now 17, but as somebody who said, you know, growing up 14, 15, 16, when you know, Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff and COVID, you know, they were severely locked down during COVID. So as much as we were locked down and kind of gravitated towards social media and stuff, I think the kids really did there because they, if you remember, they didn't let anyone into the country.
No.
If they did, they had quarantine for 2 weeks. It was a whole thing. So it was really a lifeline, but that turned very, I would say, dangerous for a lot of kids. My niece went through a lot of bullying, like Snapchat, TikTok. There was different videos being made. So she is actually, she's somebody at 17, says, I'm so glad this is happening for younger generations so that they hopefully won't have to go through what I did. Her friends are all in support of it. I think it's funny. All of her friends are like now getting into like retro cameras and trying to find DVD players and, you know, like going back to stuff. So it's interesting to kind of hear what's, there's not like some big backlash from the teens of like, oh my God, give me my social media. I think it's like, hey, okay, you know, like we see the data, we see the research, the generation before us really did struggle. There's a lot of mental health struggles and a lot of research done in Australia on mental health. Having my stepson, you know, it's so interesting because we're a blended household of two different households.
Right.
And I know other people struggle with this. My husband is a scientist by training. He reads a lot of data, is very analytical. And, you know, I think a lot of parents would think he's very, very strict. He doesn't, you know, there's very strict time limits to how much Archie can spend online and what he can watch. The other household is very, very different, and I feel for my stepson that he lives in two very different worlds. that way. Luckily, we haven't had to cross that bridge yet when it comes to social media. Both parents in agreement that they don't want him to have a cell phone until much later. But, you know, he's got an Apple Watch. The kids have Chromebooks from school. I mean, there's plenty of other ways to get online. So I mean, I think the data's there. I think we read more and more studies. I read something the other day of kids that have a cell phone before the age, you know, of 12 are more likely to be depressed and obese and have anxiety. I think we see it with 40-year-olds. Like, my coworkers who doom scroll and do all that stuff, they're more anxious and more depressed. It's, you know, we got to get people back out into the real world and communicating with one another and having some sunshine and touching your bare feet in the grass, or for you guys, it sounds like today's snow, you know, and reconnecting with real life.
So right now, as I look out the window of WCC Radio, it is snowing very hard. The roads are a major, major problem. I might be traveling to that similar state where you're at in a couple days, and I probably will be putting out tweets joking about it. What is, just for folks who would like to hear about the weather that you're experiencing right now, what is the weather right now in Southern California?
Well, I will tell you, it's abnormal right now. It's not usually this warm, but we are in a bit of a little bit of a December heat wave, and I live near the ocean, which, you know, can oftentimes be cooler than other parts. And I am at 82 degrees, according
chilly.
To my car.
Yeah, sweater on?
Lots of sunshine. No, but it's one of those weird things here in California that in the morning I'm wearing, like, UGG boots and a granny sweater because it's, like, 42 degrees. And then, you know, it's 12:45 here. I know you guys are 2:45. It's, you know, it's 82. So, and in, like, 2 hours, it'll start dropping off again to, like, the 60s and then overnight into the 40s.
Tell me, in fact, text me right now, if you can. If you're driving, don't even think about it.
But I'm parked.
I was going to the audience here, too. And I know you. But for the audience listening right now, what part of this December weather has annoyed you most? Because it has been cold almost on a daily basis, and it's snowing. Dave, what would you say? 3 out of every 4 days, some level of snow so far the last couple weeks.
A nuisance to what we're getting today, a few inches probably, with the sneet added in.
What part, so Jamie, thinking about your years living here, and when it starts late November, early December, which part bothered you more? The cold weather early, or the constancy of some sort of nuisance snow? This one is going to be worse because it's more than just a small amount. And it might get to 33, 34, and it might turn into, like, rain and snow combo, and then it's a disaster.
Well, if you remember my time in Minneapolis, I actually lived downtown that had a skyway system to pretty much everywhere I went.
Yes.
So for me, I would choose the cold temperatures, but I know for everyone else who lives in the suburbs, that nuisance precipitation can really, you know, the spin out accidents and the, I don't miss any of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love
taunting.
You guys. I love summer. I love fall.
Yeah.
Winter was not, the only thing I'll say, I do every once in a while, like, we have the Christmas tree up, right? And I've got the lights up and we've got the wreath on the door. I do romanticize, like, the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's, when there is snow on the ground and everything's kind of glistening and the lights look really pretty. I do, you know, I do miss that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think you missed that when you're inside your home and it wasn't a 3 hour and 12 minute drive home.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, that's how a lot of people do romanticize mm-hmm. winter. Because it sounds great. Like if you're home right now and you have nowhere to go, and the snow is coming down, and it looks very pretty looking out, you know, our windows from the 1930s.
The blankets, the hot chocolate going.
Yeah, sounds good. It doesn't sound as good as I need to leave here, and I'm not going to sleep on this floor because I would probably die within an hour if I laid and tried to rest on this floor. It's that disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just
extreme.
Yeah, just Dave, how
long? Lay down and die.
Yeah,
okay.
Dave, how long would someone survive if they slept on this carpet?
I don't know. Well, why don't you try it? We'll find out.
No, I'm
science
not.
Experiment here.
I'm not. Doug is the scientist. I will not be signing up for one of his programs. I will not be. And then again, Dave, you tell me. Was Jamie? I know a lot of taunting there. I lived in the Skyway. It's 82. I'm in L.A.
I didn't have to deal with this while I lived there.
Look,
and I left anyway.
Guess what? You guys, here's what I'm going to say. You guys have a much cheaper cost of living.
Yeah.
I think the communities there are still communities. It's not like all, you know, divided up into certain neighborhoods like it is here. There's a lot of things I miss about Minnesota. I'm not a huge winter girl.
No. That's two of us, and I'm here. I'm here. I'm held hostage. You know, that's it. All right, well, make sure you have a suntan lotion on. Don't get burnt.
Well, can I just tell you really quickly something very funny?
Yeah.
So Doug and I actually have a week vacation next week that we decided we want
Minnesota.
To go somewhere warmer.
Oh,
no.
Warmer.
So
okay.
we're going to Mexico. We'll see in a couple
that's
weeks.
That's how much she misses Minnesota. That she has a week off, could come home, see friends, family. Listen, the guy to my right, you could stay at his house again. Nope, you're going somewhere warmer. Exactly.
All right. Yep. That's where I'm at.
Have fun.
Care.
See ya. The taunting. Jamie Ukas, right here on CCO. What part of this nonsense bugs you most? It's snowing everywhere. We don't need you to text us and tell us snowing. It's snowing everywhere. We know it. What part bugs you the most? The goofballs on the road. The fact that it's December 9th and you're not going to see green grass until May 3rd?
July at this point.
I mean, 4th of July, you'll see it. The fact that it's cold every day. What part of this nonsense that we put up with is bugging you the most? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.